Hey everyone, welcome to Creep Your Heart Out. I'm Monica.
And I'm Nick.
And welcome to episode 4. If you're new here, thank you for joining us. And if you've already listened to our previous episodes, thank you and welcome back. So today, before we get started, I actually have a bit of old news. I stumbled across this cat on the internet that I feel like you all need to know about. And of course, we need to talk about him because we have two spoiled kitties. Mm-hmm. And this kind of reminded me of one of our spoiled little kitties because he looks kind of the same as our very own Mingus. This cat's name is Unsinkable Sam.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this.
So it's an article that I found. I was kind of searching for cases the other day. And for some reason, I came across this cat. I don't even know what I was searching, but I came across this cat. His name is Unsinkable Sam. I found him on BuzzFeed.com. And the BuzzFeed article is headlined with, "There is a cat who started in the Nazi Navy in World War II, then became a ship's cat in the British Royal Navy, and survived 3 sinking ships during his naval service." That cat's unfucking beatable, apparently. Hence the name. So the article reads, "Unsinkable Sam was the nickname given to this cat, who was actually named Oscar. He started as a ship's cat aboard the Nazi ship Bismarck, which was sunk by the British ship HMS Cossack in 1941. The British crew found the cat floating on a board hours after the ship sank, took him aboard, and named him Oscar. Later in the war, the Cossack sank after being hit by a torpedo, killing 159 crew members."
So this is torpedo number 2.
I think so. No, I think it's torpedo number 1 because they found him floating on a board, so maybe it was torpedo number 2. Okay. They just found him.
The British.
The British found him, and then their ship was hit with a torpedo, killing 159 crew members. Oscar survived again and was rescued along with the remaining crew and given the nickname Unsinkable Sam. His last service was aboard the HMS Ark Royal, an aircraft carrier that was also torpedoed, this time by a Nazi U-boat. Oscar survived that attack as well and afterwards retired to Belfast, where he lived in a seaman's home. Oscar died in 1955, a full 14 years after the sinking of the Bismarck."
I think this cat's cursed.
Maybe.
I mean, they're like, "Oh, look at this unsinkable cat. Like, he must be good luck." And then like three ships got torpedoed with this cat on it.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I think that cat's, he's an omen.
Well, I don't know. It appears that
this cat just leaves carnage in his wake everywhere
he goes.
I guess
so. Yeah. He's selfishly guarding his own 9 lives.
Maybe.
Not sharing the wealth.
I guess.
And I have a picture of Unsinkable Sam. He's a little tuxedo kitty. Aww. I'll post it on the
just
Instagram.
Just like our cat.
I know. And he's so cute. He's adorable. But yeah, so.
And our cat also leaves a path of destruction behind him.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still a kitten, so he still does the zoomies and the kitty parkour.
And then our other kitty likes to climb the walls, even though she's like a giant fucking meatball.
Yeah, it's really
I don't know
weird.
How she does it. It's really, she like does this jump thing where she like jumps 6 feet in the air and like just holds herself on the corner of a door like 6 feet up. And just stares at you.
She kind of looks like those face huggers from Alien. Ever seen the Alien movies?
I've never seen the Alien movies.
They kind of look like scorpions almost, but they're kind of round and just like, they're, you know.
So it's Sunday.
Kind of, yeah. And then they latch onto your face. It's just like
so yeah. She's a face sucker?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Yeah. That's literally what they're called?
A face hugger.
A face hugger. Oh, that just sounds cute.
They're not
face
cute.
Face sucker sounds scary.
Yeah. That's really
face
gross.
Hugger sounds cute.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. It kind of sounds like they might smother you. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. Well, anyway, so I guess we don't really have any news for you. Again, we have some big announcements coming in the next couple of weeks, but I'm not going to say anything yet because nothing's really set in stone yet. So I guess we will just jump into it. Are you curious about what today is?
I am, because you've been talking about it all week.
Yeah, I did, because last week we talked about the murder of Maddie Clifton, and that one was
fucked up.
Really fucked up.
Kind of ruined my day.
And I was actually going to do this one last week, but I thought we would do the really, really heavy fucked up one and then do kind of a spooky palate cleanser.
Okay.
So this one is ultra spooky. When I first heard about this case, I literally like couldn't even look at the pictures because it freaked me out so much. So we're going to dive right in. Today we're going to be talking about Dear David. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not. And for people who are just joining in who haven't heard us before, the whole idea of this podcast is Monica does the research because she loves everything spooky and morbid and weird. And not so much. I'm a little more, I like things to be a little lighter. So I don't know what she's going to tell me every week. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's going to throw at me.
It's usually going to be something unpleasant.
It's usually something very unpleasant, makes me very uncomfortable. And then I react.
Well, I'll start by telling you, so far as I know, that no one has died in this case yet.
Oh, okay.
We don't know. So, well, you're going to jump right in. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. I got lots of pictures for you to look at, too. Okay. So, Monday, August 7th, 2017, from Twitter, Adam Ellis tweets, "So my apartment is currently being haunted by the ghost of a dead child, and he's trying to kill me." Adam Tots Ellis was a BuzzFeed author and illustrator, and he's known for his memes and comics. So I actually have one of his memes right here. So I'm going to show it to you. Have you seen these memes before?
Yeah.
So it's that guy. And this is what he looks like. He usually draws himself in the memes.
Yeah.
So it's that guy. Yeah. He used to work for BuzzFeed. Okay.
Yeah. I've seen those comic strips. Yeah.
This is his Twitter thread starting in August of 2017. So I'm actually going to be reading most of this Twitter thread. I'm going to leave like a little bit out because there's kind of times where nothing really happens. But so Adam tweets, "He started appearing in dreams, but I think he's crossed over into the real world now. The first time I saw him, I was experiencing sleep paralysis and saw the child sitting in the green rocking chair at the foot of my bed. He had a huge misshapen head that was dented on one side. I did my best to draw it." So I'm going to show you the picture and you tell me what you think. That's what he drew. Yeah. Creepy, right?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's very creepy.
I mean, I'm already skeptical about this guy because, I mean, his job is entertainment.
Okay, well.
But, you know, I'll hear it out.
Yeah. All right. Hear it out. Ready? And I will post the pictures on Twitter for you. Or not probably on Twitter, but most likely at least on Instagram so you guys can see. So anyway, "For a while, he just stared at me. But then he got out of the chair and started shambling toward the bed. I couldn't move because I was paralyzed. I have sleep paralysis fairly often. It sucks. Right before he reached my bed, I woke up screaming. I had another dream a few nights later where I was in a library and a girl came up to me and said, 'You've seen Dear David, haven't you?' I was like, 'Who?' And she said, 'Dear David, you saw him.' She continued, 'He's dead. He only appears at midnight, and you can ask him two questions if you say, Dear David, first.' Then she said, 'But never try to ask him a third question, or he'll kill you.' I was very shaken. Having two dreams about the same thing is pretty weird. Anyway, a couple weeks passed without incident. Then David came back in another dream. Same situation. I was in bed, and he was sitting in the rocking chair near the window, staring at me. In the dream, I say, 'Dear David, how did you die?' He mumbles, 'An accident in a store.' I say, 'Dear David, what happened in the store?' He groans, 'A shelf was pushed on my head.' I'm frozen with fear. I ask, 'Who pushed the shelf?' David doesn't answer. I realize that I've asked a third question, which I'm not supposed to do. At that point, I wake up, absolutely terrified. The next couple days, I Googled deaths in the city, but I can't find anything about a kid named David dying in a store. I even tried different names, Daniel, Dylan, Devin, nothing. A few weeks go by without incident. Sort of randomly, the apartment above mine is vacated, and I have the opportunity to move into it. It's a larger apartment, so I'm thrilled. Another month or two goes by, and I sort of forget about Dear David. I think he lost track of me because I moved upstairs. But lately, something strange is happening. For the past four nights, my cats gather at the front door at exactly midnight and just stare at it, almost like something is on the other side. Last night, I got a weird feeling and looked out the peephole, and I'm dead certain I saw movement on the other side. When I opened the door and turned on the hall light, nothing was there, but my cats seemed unnerved, bushy tails, etc. And that's where I am right now. Dear David found me, I think. I don't know what to do. I'll keep you updated." Wednesday, August 9th, 2017. Adam tweets, Update. For the sixth night in a row, my cat has walked over to the door promptly at midnight and stared at it. And Adam kind of took some videos. I'm not gonna really show them to you, but Adam posts a video of one of his cats meowing at the door. He's too scared to open the door, so he takes a couple pictures through the peephole with his phone. The photos come out with what might be a blurry, smoky outline of someone or something standing in the hallway. Adam opens the door, and there's nothing there, and he snaps a photo. So I have a couple pictures of those, too. He kind of took a picture through the peephole, which I imagine is really hard to do, right? So you can't really see anything. Yep. No, you can't really see anything. And then that's the hallway with the door open. Okay. Hey, listen to the story.
Okay.
So he then tweets, I deadbolted the lock and got in bed because I don't know what else to do. I can still hear my cat meowing at the door. I am pretty scared. And then Thursday, August 10th, 2017, Adam reports the night has been pretty quiet so far, except for the cat still meowing at the door at midnight. He decides to try an app that will record during the night whenever a significant noise is made. So the next night, Friday, August 11th, 2017, Adam tweets, I used a sound app to record my apartment last night. It makes individual recordings each time it hears something. There were 33 recordings. Most of them are pretty vague. A couple of them are passing cars and the like, but there are three that I'm interested in. These happen between 2 and 3 a.m. I have no explanation for them. I'll keep recording and share if I find anything curious. So Monday, August 14th, 2017. It's early morning hours after midnight until almost 2 a.m. He tweets, so a weird thing just happened. Take it with a grain of salt. So Adam had bought a Polaroid camera. And he's snapping a few pictures around his apartment.
He bought a Polaroid camera in 2017.
Yeah, you can buy Polaroid cameras.
Yeah, I know. It just seems odd. Why does he use his phone?
I don't know, because it's fun.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm just saying, like, if there was weird occurrences, I wouldn't be using a Polaroid to take pictures of weird occurrences. I'd be using my phone or actually buy, like, a digital camera.
I mean, but I can kind of see, like, I feel like it would be harder to fuck with a Polaroid than it would be, like, you could just edit stuff on your phone.
I don't know. Okay, continue.
What? Say what you're going to say.
I don't believe in ghosts or anything like that. And I'm just super, super skeptical about all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's entertaining. It's fun. Mm-hmm. I'll wait till the end.
Yeah, you wait till
but
the end.
But I'm already kind of seeing how... what this guy's doing.
Why don't you enjoy the story be creeped out?
Fair enough. I'll enjoy the story.
All right. So he buys a Polaroid camera. So he tweets, then I went into the hallway and snapped a photo. The Polaroid developed completely black. I even ripped open destroyed a fresh pack to see if it was just an undeveloped Polaroid, but they all just start out white. I also thought that maybe I accidentally covered the lens with my finger, so I took a photo while intentionally covering it. So this could be nothing. I'm not sure what to make of it. I'll record myself sleeping again tonight, and I have Sage being delivered tomorrow. As always, I'll keep you in the loop. Okay, one last thing, because I wanted to double check. Here's a couple videos of me taking photos. So there's a couple videos of him taking a photo in the hallway with the lights on. And then he shows in the same video it developing black. So I'm going to pause real quick, and I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
Okay, so I showed Nick the video of him taking video. He took a picture in his apartment, and then he took a picture of the hallway with the lights on and developed them. So the picture from inside developed normally, and then the picture in the hallway developed black. What do you think?
If he didn't tamper, that would be very weird. Mm-hmm. What I think he did was... if you have exposed, like, undeveloped Polaroids, and I'm not sure if this is true or not, because I remember taking a photography class, like, years and years and years ago. If film gets exposed, it'll process black, I think, because all the light information, that's why they keep it in a dark bag, because all the light information just makes it exposed to whatever's hitting it.
Well,
he could have done was, if he somehow got some already exposed... like sheets into the Polaroid and timed it right or stacked them the correct way. Maybe in theory that's how he did that.
But. Well, I know because I have one of those Fujifilm cameras that, yes, they are wrapped in that like foil, And when you pull the foil off, it's a cartridge.
Yeah.
And if you break the cartridge, how are you supposed to put the film inside the camera? What you can't just stuff the...
Right.
You can't just stuff those in there. If you break open the cartridge, it's broken. It's not going to work.
But didn't Polaroids come with the little cards themselves?
What do you mean, what cards?
Okay, so it prints... It develops instantly within the camera. The actual Polaroid. Didn't you have to load those up?
So what it is it's a cartridge that inside has all of those blank Polaroids, mm-hmm. right? And so you peel the foil off and then you take the cartridge and you put it in the camera. Mm. And then it takes the photo and then it spits it out once it imprints it onto the...
So you're saying there's no way to individually put
put the whole cartridge in. That's okay. How it works. You literally... And then when the cartridge runs out, you pull the cartridge out, you put a new cartridge in. If you took the cartridge off and just tried to put the blank photos in, it won't work because there's no way to feed... The cartridge feeds... One at a time into the camera.
What if he just put his finger over the lens? He took the hallway picture.
Well, that's the other thing is I had another.
I mean, that guy can be like, oh, this is what it looks like with my finger over the lens, like in the last photo, but he can do anything.
Well, here, I'm actually going to show you the video again and we'll try to look at where his fingers are because the lens is that big part right in the front. Mm-hmm. And from what I saw on the video, he was holding the camera with one hand, just like this, with his finger on the top, on the button. So how would he get his whole entire one hand over the front?
I don't know. Maybe he rigged something up. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like weird. There's a million possibilities.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of weird about it, right?
I think he's doing this all for entertainment.
Mm. Okay.
I don't believe him, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm a big fan of like Houdini and there's this guy, the Amazing Randy, mm-hmm. and they were magicians and you know, they entertained people, but they were also hardcore skeptics. And we can get it. Actually, that would be another episode that we could do.
Yeah.
I think you'd look into like Houdini versus psychics and Houdini versus people who were like, quote, clairvoyant. Like it was pretty cool. Like he was very,
you could totally. Yeah.
He was a hard skeptic.
Maybe someday we can do another mini episode on that or something like that. Yeah. That'd be cool. Right.
Cool.
All right. So anyway, later that very same day, Adam tries saging his house, but doesn't really expect it to work, but he's willing to try it anyway. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, August 15th, 2017, the next morning, Adam tweets, "Sage did not work. I haven't dreamed about David in a few months, but he appeared again last night. In the dream, my bedroom was filled with hazy smoke, but I could see David sitting in the chair across the room. He was smaller this time, almost shrunken. He didn't do or say anything except look at me. Anyway, it feels like a bad omen." Hmm. Ew. I hate reoccurring dreams, especially creepy ones. It's gross. So,
and sleep paralysis does suck. I do get sleep. I have had sleep paralysis 3 times. In my life.
Ew, really?
Yeah.
I have never had that, and I do not want to experience it. It's
fucking horrifying.
Ew.
It's really, really scary.
I don't even want to know about it because I'm afraid that I'll get sleep paralysis tonight. So, yeah.
Not everyone gets it. I do get it, but only like I've had it like 3 times in my life. And yeah. It's like everything that they describe and they talk and you read articles about it, it's exactly that. It's really, really, really ew. Creepy, ugh. Crazy experience.
I don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Friday, August 18th, 2017, around midnight, Adam tweets, "It's been 2 weeks and he still does this every night at midnight." So he's talking about his cat meowing at the door. So his cat has been meowing at the door every night at midnight. He says, "Other weird stuff has been happening too. I've been recording myself sleeping and it picks up this weird static electricity sound every night at 3 a.m. It lasts about 5 minutes. That to me... I feel like could be anything. It could be a generator. Because mm-hmm. you know at your mom's house, how like the generator tests itself like every Sunday at like the same time?
Yeah, I think
yeah, so. It turns itself on to test itself. You know, that kind of, it could be like something, you know, it's like a generator testing itself or an AC coming on or it really could be anything. So that's kind of, these kind of noises and stuff. It's kind of like the, what are those ghost hunter people use? They use those, those, I forget what they call them, but they use those things and they record sounds at like high, you know, high sensitivity. Yeah, and then they like pick apart everything.
It's they're condenser mics.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, that's all they are. Oh. The very mics we're talking into, like, so as we'd mentioned before in other episodes, that me and Monica are both musicians as well. Mm. And we record and blah, blah, blah. I've been mm-hmm. doing the music thing for forever. And yeah, if you jack up the sensitivity on a condenser mic, you pick up the weirdest stuff. Mm. And it condenses everything. So that's what it does. It compresses everything down. So something that's happening across the street, something that's happening in the other room will all kind of start to mesh and mix in. Mm-hmm. And it makes for weird noises. It's really not anything going on. It's just the condenser mic doing its job.
I think the ghost hunting thing is kind of, it's cool, but I don't really, I wouldn't spend my time doing it. But yeah. I like reading about it sometimes. But,
well, it's like, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I enjoy the Lord of the Rings movie, but I know it's not real.
Yeah, I guess so. You're much more of a skeptic than I am. I believe in some weird unexplained phenomena, and then other things, yeah, can be explained away. But you like to explain everything away, which is what you're trying to do with my story today. Let me continue.
I'll shut up.
All right. Yeah, you shut up. All right. So Monday, August 21st, 2017, Adam tweets, "All this ghost stuff has been spooky, but this past weekend was the first time I actually felt unsafe in my home. On Friday night, there was supposed to be a huge storm. In the end, it passed, but that night was bizarre anyway. I fell asleep pretty early. I was incredibly tired for some reason. I had a dream that night where David was dragging me by the arm through an old abandoned warehouse. I'm not sure why I didn't fight back in the dream or how he was strong enough to pull me, but that's dream logic for you. It was a creepy dream, but I didn't think much of it when I woke up. I took a shower, and then I noticed something. I woke up with a huge bruise on my arm." I don't know why I almost couldn't say bruise. So he woke up with a huge bruise. I almost said, like, bruise as in, like, booze, but with an R.
You kind of sound like Pauly Shore. You're like, bruise.
Bruise. Wow, holy shit. All right, anyway.
Nice bruise, man.
Nice bruise. All right, so yeah, he woke up with a bruise, and he did take a picture of it. I don't think I have the picture, but he had a picture on his arm. So then he says, "Now look, maybe I injured myself the day before, and my arm was hurting during the night, which manifested as a dream. There could be a totally logical explanation for it, so I brushed it off. I went to get coffee, which is what I do every weekend. When I walk to the coffee place, I always pass a food cart repair depot. It's always incredibly busy, especially on weekends. I've lived in the neighborhood for over 4 years, and the place has always been jam-packed with carts getting serviced." I'm assuming he's in New York. I don't know where he is. Sounds like New York because there's food trucks everywhere.
There's food trucks right? All over.
I know, but I feel like especially in the, have you ever seen Oliver and Company? Long time ago. You ever seen that movie? Like, every fucking street corner has a hot dog cart.
Yeah.
That's what New York's right. Like, right? I've been to New York twice, and I've only been to, like, Times Square. I suck. I'm a tourist. Anyway, so, yeah, there's always carts in there getting service. He says, "But today it was completely abandoned. The whole warehouse was totally gutted and empty. Well, almost empty. I went inside to look around because I was astonished that this place was suddenly empty after all these years. Basically, the only thing in the entire warehouse was a single green chair. If you recall, David first appeared in my green rocking chair. It could be nothing, but it's weird that it was the only thing left behind. On my way back from coffee, the warehouse had been shuttered. It's remained shuttered ever since. The chair, my bruise, dreaming about an empty warehouse and then passing by one, it gives me the creeps. Needless to say, I didn't sleep much that night. Too much strange things are happening and more frequently. So I don't know. Anyway, it was a strange weekend." So yeah, that was just kind of his dream, I guess, manifesting. Or I kind of think, you know, I do have some skepticism about this story as well, but we'll see why I chose it after, because it is super creepy. But to me, I feel like I can explain a lot of this stuff away too. I feel like it's one of those things where, for instance, if you learn a new word, right, and it's a word you've never heard before, and then it's kind of like all of a sudden you seem to hear people using it all the time, or like it written places, mm-hmm. or like things like that. It's like, it's one of those things where I feel like when you're focused on it, you just suddenly see it everywhere. Like if you think about like Jeeps, like suddenly all you see is fucking Jeeps on on the street. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And you buy a car or something.
Yeah. And then everybody has the same car.
I feel like I see it everywhere.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So. But it's just what your mind, whatever you focus on, your mind goes that way every time. You know what I mean? So I kind of think that's kind of what's happening, but it does get a lot creepier. So Friday, August 25th, 2017. So I just kind of paraphrased because there's going to be a couple parts here where nothing's really happening. So he says that the cats continue to group around the door at night, and Adam starts receiving calls from an unknown number. He just kind of ignores them for a while, and when he finally answers one of these calls, there's a long staticky silence that ends with a low but sharp hello, and it's not a friendly greeting. Adam hangs up quickly. But it also could be one of those your car's extended warranty things, like where they follow you to the end of the earth and call you from every which number, and then they're like, "We've been trying to reach you, but your car's extended warranty."
But he said all they do is all he hears is hello, and then so they're calling him, and then they say hello, and then hang up. Weird.
Just a hello,
and then it just hangs up.
Yeah, and it's probably not as I feel like I can only sound seductive. I can't sound creepy. Like
hello.
And it's still
like that.
Hello. No, that still sounds weird. Now I sound like Dirty Marbles again.
Hello.
Hello.
That just sounded like Aunt Selma from Simpsons. Hello.
Hello. I don't think it's that kind of hello either.
Hello, lady. Hello.
You sound like Swole Rosenberg. So
what if it's the guys from the Nick Kroll show? Too much tuna guys. Hello.
Oh, hello. You're on a prank show, you fucking idiot. You stupid bitch.
If anyone hasn't watched the Kroll show, it's pretty amazing.
I don't even know if it's still on anymore, but YouTube that shit, because Bobby Bottle Service and fucking Too Much Tuna are like the best things out there. I showed my dad Too Much Tuna and he talked about it for like 2 fucking years. I'm not kidding. Like he would text me like twice a week and be like, "Oh, hello."
I think at this point, my standard greeting when I run into friends is literally, "Oh, hello."
Yeah.
Because we're dorks.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself. All right. Monday, August 28th, 2017. Adam tweets, "So I moved the green chair out of the bedroom weeks ago. It's been in various parts of the living room ever since. I probably should just get rid of it, but I'm not sure that would have any effect. Also, I'm going on vacation to Japan in 3 weeks, and I keep thinking if I can make it to my trip, this will all end, as dumb as that sounds. David lost track of me once when I moved, so maybe if he believes I've left the apartment again, he'll leave me alone. Anyway, last week I bought a pet monitoring camera so I can keep an eye on the cats while I'm overseas. It's basically a nanny cam that connects to Wi-Fi so you can check in whenever you want. It runs 24/7. It alerts you to sound and movement via the app. I decided to test it out this weekend. I was away from home one night, so I set up the camera before I left. My phone pinged periodically through the evening, alerting me to the cats running around and playing. Normal stuff. Then around 11, it alerted me that it detected motion, but when I checked the feed in my apartment, I didn't see anything. So I watched the feed again. Still nothing. I watched a third time, and I finally noticed something. So I'm going to pause again and show you this video really quick. Okay, so I just showed Nick the video. So it's a video of a green rocking chair in the corner of Adam's living room. And the rocking chair, everything is very still. The cats aren't running around. And all of a sudden, the rocking chair just kind of starts rocking slightly.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of creepy. What did you think of that?
I mean, it could be... That's another really easy way to falsify a video is, you know, make, especially if there's no sound. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of stuff you can do to use air. Like literally.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. So he then says, "I knew it couldn't be the wind because I haven't had the windows open at all this summer. I have AC and like to keep it chilly. It was unnerving, but there wasn't anything I could do about it right then. So I flipped my phone off and tried not to panic. About a half hour later, I got another motion alert. Here's the feed of that alert." Okay, so we just watched that video. So this video was of the same living room, same corner of the living room, where Adam has a bookshelf. And above the bookshelf, he has a turtle shell that's tacked onto the wall. And it just randomly falls It doesn't really seem like there's anything around it. What do you think that could be?
I don't know.
No, I don't.
I mean, I can think of three different ways to fake something like that. And I can think of zero. I can think of zero things that paranormal things that could cause that. So that's just where
okay.
I'm at.
Okay, that's fine. So he says, since I've been back home, I've been too nervous to turn the camera back on, and today has been pretty quiet. That said, I feel really uneasy. I put the chair in the hall. I hope nothing else happens tonight. So then Tuesday, September 25th, 2017. Over the weekend, Adam's nanny cam records a couple of weird clips. There are a couple of photos and videos of the cats acting weird. They're kind of swatting at what looks like nothing, staring at things, but that's kind of normal cat shit, you know, whatever. But even Adam himself says it could just be explained away by the occasional fly, though he claims he doesn't really get any flies. He says this is strange behavior for his cats. But I think all cats do that. They like stare. You ever like, does one of the cats ever sit on you and then they just like open their eyes and they just like stare into the corner and it's like.
Cats are super weird.
Cats are super weird. Cats are fucking creepy as
shit.
Pretty
sure there's just little aliens inside of them.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So Saturday, September 16th, 2017. Adam says, I've been having so many nightmares lately. They're way more intense than my usual dreams, too. I don't know if it's because I'm stressed or if it's something else. This afternoon, I took a nap and had a dream that I haven't been able to shake. In the dream, I was lying in bed and rolled over to face the other direction. On the pillow next to me was a severed head with a bloody spine attached, snaking down the bed. The head was staring right at me, somehow still alive. It had this huge smile plastered on its face. Horrified, I screamed, "What happened to you?" The head smiled even bigger. "It feels so great," the head groaned. After that, I woke up. It was dark outside by then. Everything was quiet. Other dreams have been just as strange. Things like dark figures staring in my windows, even though I live on the second floor. Stuff that makes no sense in relation to what I've been experiencing my whole life. After that dream about the head, I felt very uneasy all night long. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Weird.
That's a kind of gross dream, right?
Yeah, that's really creepy.
Ew. So Adam ends up going out to get a snack. He snaps some spooky photos through the window of the aforementioned warehouse. He keeps talking about whether or not he's overanalyzing and thinking he may or may not be seeing things in the photos. So, yeah, he kind of, you know, he's not really seeing too much. He's just kind of, I think he's kind of maybe freaked out and just kind of making shit up in his mind, you know. So Friday, September 22nd through Thursday, October 5th, 2017, Adam leaves for a trip to Japan for a couple weeks. He says he's having an overall peaceful trip without much incident. Next few weeks, some weird stuff starts happening, but nothing major. So again, nothing's really going on. So we're going to jump all the way to Thursday, October 26th, 2017. Adam tweets, "Something else happened last night. It was around 11 or so, and I was watching TV on the couch. I went into the dining room to get a drink from the fridge and noticed both cats sitting by the far window, staring up at it. The window looks out onto the roof of the business next door. I glanced out the window, but didn't see anything. I figured that maybe there was a mouse in the wall or something. I shrugged and grabbed a beer from the fridge. As I went into the kitchen to get the bottle opener, I noticed something. There's a window in the kitchen which looks out onto the same roof, and someone was standing on the roof, staring at me."
Ew.
Yeah. So he had snapped a couple pictures with his phone. So let me grab the pictures real quick. So I'll show you the pictures that Adam took. So I turned my brightness all the way up. So he took at least two pictures. So this is the first one.
All right.
What do you see in that picture?
Oh, that's fucking weird.
What does it look like?
It looks like David.
Mm.
But, like, I don't see the dent in his head.
Mm-hmm.
But that's super weird, yeah.
I mean, whether or not it's David, it's weird to look outside your window and see someone, like, just staring at you.
Yeah, on your roof. Mm-hmm. Real weird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure I like that.
No. Okay. And then he takes another picture. So swipe over one.
Or it could be, dude, and aliens.
It always comes down to dude aliens. And again, aliens. I'll post these pictures so you guys can see. So what's the next picture?
There's nothing there.
So now there's nothing there.
But what's weird though is that there is that little, if you look at the picture, the second picture, it looks like right by where he was standing in the first one, there is something, I don't know what that is. It could just be a shadow. Mm-hmm. But that's what's crazy about stuff like this. You know, you can keep staring at a picture and you start seeing stuff. It's just. Mm-hmm.
But the first one, there definitely was something there.
It's a good way to freak yourself out.
Exactly. Sure. Mm-hmm. And especially in Adam's case, if you were Adam and you were taking these pictures, mm-hmm. then it's like, that's so fucking weird. And he lives alone too. So it's just like, if I was alone in my house and I took a picture if I took a picture through the window and just, it looked like someone was staring at me Okay. So he says, I closed all the blinds and made sure the door was locked and then drank like 5 more beers until I was too drunk to be scared.
Understandable.
So he says, but now I feel like I'm back at square one. I'm sure it was him. He's not going away. I don't know what to do. So now it's Friday, November 6th, 2017. Adam tweets, it's been about 4 months since the first time I dreamed of David. Last night, I dreamed about him again. It was almost exactly the same as the first time I saw him. In the dream, I saw him in a chair again. I don't have the green chair in my room anymore. This time, it was a recliner I've had for years. And I made a little note here because I'm like, Adam, get the fucking chairs out of your room. I feel like that's what's causing this. Stop having chairs in your room. And then David won't have anywhere to sit.
Oh, wait a minute. So remember when you went to the warehouse? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be weird if that furniture came from that warehouse?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? And it all started with the warehouse. But that was also it was like a food truck place. Like they fixed food trucks. So I don't know why they would also be selling chairs.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Joey's food trucks and chairs.
It totally could be. So then Adam says, he was staring right at me, just like the first time. Again, I felt paralyzed and could barely move. But this time, something was different. I still felt mostly immobile, but I could squirm just a little bit. I felt more alert. I could move my hands somewhat. David glared at me, and I dreaded what I knew was coming. He was going to get out of the chair and come toward me, like before. I had to do something. I keep my phone right next to me on the bed, and I somehow managed to get a hold of it. I thought, if David's going to kill me, maybe I can at least get evidence on my phone. I started snapping pictures in the dark. Sure enough, he crawled down off the chair and began shuffling toward me. He moved slowly, like it was a struggle for him. I felt terrified, but I kept taking photos. David limped closer to me, never taking his eyes off of me. Soon, I was face to face with him. He started muttering something, too quiet for me to understand. I watched it as his eyes rolled back in his head until they were all white. I tried to writhe away from him, but I could barely move. I stared in horror as he began crawling up onto my bed, still murmuring something. And that's when I woke up. Same as before. Broad daylight. No trace of David anywhere. And then Adam goes on to say, later on in the day, I went into my phone to find a picture from a couple days ago and saw dozens of pitch black photos in my camera roll, all from last night. So I do have a picture of one of the photos that he had snapped in the dark. Or actually, it's 3 photos. So here's the first one.
Oh, God. Ew. All right, yeah.
And swipe over for the next one.
I just got I just got fucking goosebumps. I mean, for I am skeptical, but whether this is real or not, the guy, whoever did this, did a fucking great job making a spooky ass, scary ass story. Oh, I can see his head.
Yeah.
His weird, weird head.
And then scroll to the last one. There's one more. What do you see there?
That one?
Yeah.
What do I see?
What do you see there?
It's all 3 of these pictures are, it starts with that green chair and there's a...
No, it's not the green chair. It's a recliner now.
The recliner.
Mm-hmm.
And there's David. It looks like David. This weird baby with a weird head.
Mm-hmm.
And the next picture, he's getting up. And the final picture, he's like right next to the dude.
I mean, for all you skeptics out there, even if he is faking something like this, when you see the pictures,
Yeah,
it's pretty unsettling.
Yeah, when you tell the story and then you see the pictures, like, yeah, that's a damn good scary story.
Mm-hmm. So Friday, November 17th, Adam starts hearing noises above his apartment, like household items being dropped and rolled around. His apartment is on the top floor. He notices a hatch above the stairs in the hallway outside of his apartment. So Adam then buys a telescoping pole online so he can try poking at it to see if it opens. So basically what it is the hallway and the stairs obviously going down. And above the stairway, there's like an attic door, which is a really weird place to put a door like that.
In his apartment hallway?
In the apartment hallway, above the stairs. So it's like you go down the stairs. Uh-huh. So it's not at the top of the stairs and then above. It's like down the stairs and then above. Weird. So it's like, how the fuck would you even get up there?
I don't know. You need a huge...
Like a ladder, and then you'd have to put the ladder on the stairs.
That's weird.
I don't have a picture of it, but I do have a video I'm going to show you in a minute that shows exactly that. So you'll see it because it's like really weird. Like, how the fuck would you get up there, you know? Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, November 28th, Adam tweets, "The noises from the ceiling haven't let up." So Adam had planned to investigate after getting home from a Thanksgiving holiday, and he tweeted all about that, but that's not really important. So when he comes home, he goes to bed, and he tweets, "I'd barely fallen asleep when I woke up to an incredibly loud crash above me. It sounded like someone had dropped a bowling ball. I bolted upright in bed and immediately felt strange. There was a weird energy all around me. I can't explain it. After about a minute, I heard another crash. I briefly thought about grabbing my shoes and booking it. Then the crash happened again, and then again, probably 15 times in a row, followed by a long silence. Then I heard a smaller, creaky sound from the hallway. I stayed still, but there were no more sounds after that." So then the next morning, Adam is leaving his apartment and notices debris on the stairs outside of his apartment door, underneath the mysterious hatch. He also notices that there's something stuck in the hatch. So he gets his pole, his telescoping pole, and he decides to poke it. So I have a video of that, and I just showed Nick. So what did you see in the video?
He was going down first there was a picture. There was all this debris on the staircase. Mm-hmm. And then above the staircase, like really, really high up, like above almost like the landing of the staircase, was mm-hmm. one of those attics that open up in the ceiling. So a guy takes a big pole and he pushes up on it and something falls out.
Mm-hmm. And that something was a shoe.
Oh, mm-hmm. like a really old timey kid's shoe. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. When he asked Dave those two questions, dear David, those two questions, he said a cabinet fell on him?
He said a shelf fell on him.
Maybe he was playing in that attic and a shelf fell on his head and then maybe it pushed him out of the
thing. Well, David said that he had died in a store, remember? And a shelf fell on him.
Oh.
Who knows? Maybe Adam's building used to be a store.
Right, yeah.
Or something. I don't know. Who knows? So, yeah, out fell a shoe. A child's shoe.
An old-timey child's uh-huh. shoe.
So Adam calls his landlord, and the landlord comes over with a ladder and shines a flashlight around up in this little attic space. And the landlord finds a marble, and Adam decides to keep these items.
Oh, great idea.
Great idea, right? No, fuck that. Don't touch them. So Tuesday, December 12th, 2017. Nothing much has been happening to Adam, but he has been feeling a little under the weather lately. He's tired a lot of the time. He starts waking up in the middle of the night, feeling like someone's watching him, but no one's there. He can't position the nanny cam to see the whole room because the plug won't reach. He decides to go with an app that takes a photo every 60 seconds and sets up his phone so it can see most of the room and goes to sleep. He wakes up hours later feeling uneasy again and checks his phone. There were a few hundred photos. In most of them, you can see Adam sleeping, but there is nothing else. And then David appears. And of course, I have some pictures. So here's the first picture.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you just scroll to the side.
So
in the first picture, there's nothing.
And that's that same chair?
Yep, that's that same chair. So scroll to the next one.
Oh, God, there he is.
And then David appears, standing on the chair. And in this one, if you look closely, it looks like David is now staring up at the ceiling for some reason.
Is he?
Yep. You can see his little face turned up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I go to the next picture?
Yep.
All right. So this is number three, picture number three?
Yep. So in the next one,
oh,
David's collapsed on the chair. So he looks like he kind of fell over, right?
It's almost like he's recreating the accident that maybe he was in.
Yeah, he could have. Definitely.
He's like looking up and then now he's like laying down.
Yeah, like he was looking up like a shelf was about to hit him or something. Yeah, and then he just fell over.
Yeah, it's super weird.
Totally, right? So then over the next few photos, David disappears. So he's not in any of the frames. And then he appears again. And in this picture, David is standing over Adam. He's standing over him and kind of staring down at Adam while Adam's sleeping.
Ugh, that's gross.
That's pretty gross, right? So in the next frame, David looks up and he's looking right at the camera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the next, kind of the next picture?
And there's one last picture if you want to scroll.
Oh, he's like he's like right under, you can see his hair.
Yeah.
He's like right underneath the camera. Can I go to the next picture?
That's the last one.
Oh, it is?
Yep. Yeah, he's like standing super close up right next to the camera. Isn't that creepy?
That's wicked creepy.
That's really gross, right? So then we're going to jump ahead to January 2nd, 2018. So now we're in the new year. Nothing of too much significance has happened. Adam was off visiting family for Christmas, and he said it was pretty peaceful. He gets back to the apartment, and he starts to feel uneasy again. He still feels watched at night while sleeping. He keeps using the photo app, but hasn't gotten any new pictures of David. So then Adam tweets, "Last night was particularly bad. I felt sick and had nightmares all night. I dreamed that David was hovering in the corner by the ceiling, far off the ground. He was mouthing something, but I couldn't hear the words. Then he was hovering above my bed, staring down at me, his mouth moving faster than it should be. I couldn't move. I could only look up at him. Yeah. Suddenly, he plummeted downward, and I felt this huge pressure crash into my chest. I woke up gasping, the wind completely knocked out of me. I sat up and looked around frantically, heaving for air, but there was nothing. When I caught my breath, I retrieved my phone from the dresser. The photo roll showed nothing of note, save for the last photo, taken just a moment before." Of course, I have to show you that. That's the last picture.
Final photo?
On the camera roll, yep. What does that look like?
It looks like he's laying down and David is floating above him.
It kind of looks like he's falling on top of him, right?
Yeah. That's so weird.
That's really weird, right?
That's bizarre.
Very
disturbing. It just looks creepy. This, you know, this whole story is just so weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it starts off like I feel like you can write off a lot of shit, but then when he starts like taking pictures of stuff, it's like, I don't fucking care whether this is real or not. It's fucking weird. It's creepy, right?
I don't believe this is real, but I believe this is a really creepy story this guy
has written
and has posted and used Twitter as his medium or whatever to get out this story. And it's spooky as shit. This could be a legit movie. Like it's just so
well.
Weird.
That's funny that you
it's
say
like,
that
it reminds, because of, it reminds me of like Chucky a little bit.
It's funny
creepier.
That you say that because I think they. I don't know if they actually made a movie on Dear David yet, but it. I believe it was. It was supposed to actually be drafted into like a screenplay, and they were going to make a movie about it. I don't know if they ever actually got around to it, but I was like, that'd be a really good movie.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So. Back to the story. Nothing crazy really happens for a while. Adam reports sleeping through the night and has energy during the day. Everything appears mostly normal. But then people start sending him screenshots of a photo he posted on his Instagram story. Adam says this photo was normal until it uploaded. And it appears, it's kind of a weird picture. I believe this is one of the last pictures that I have. But it kind of appears like something happened in the upload process where it's a picture of Adam with his friend and it somehow got fucked up. So people, a bunch of people screenshot it and send it to him. So it kind of like looks like David's face is superimposed over Adam's a little bit. That's kind of weird.
That is weird.
I mean, again, I guess you could totally, I don't know, Photoshop that, but it's still kind of weird. But not long after this, Adam starts acting kind of weird on Twitter. So he posts this tweet that says, "Everything is fine." And it's all in lowercase on February 3rd. And then on nobody hears from him for a while until February 14th, he posts another update and it says, "Please don't worry about me. I'm okay. And everything will be like it was before," with a little smiley face. So what's weird about this is that Adam had been very grammatically correct. Like, he used correct punctuation. He uses capital letters where they belong, everything like that. But then these tweets, it's just kind of all lowercase. They're kind of weird.
He's
using, you know,
double space between the "is" and the "find."
Did you notice that? Exactly that. That's kind of weird, right? So people think that maybe Adam is being possessed by David at this point, and that David is actually writing through his Twitter account. Who knows? But then on March 12th, Adam tweets, "For everyone asking if I'm alive, I'm doing okay. It's been pretty quiet around here lately, and I've been trying to focus on work. Of course, I'll keep you updated if anything strange happens, but for now, I'm staying busy with drawing and other projects." So everything basically just ends there. What was really weird, too, was right after this, I told you that Adam worked for BuzzFeed. He quit his job, like, right after this happened.
Weird.
So that is kind of weird, right? So who knows if those two things are linked. Like I said, some people think that Adam might be possessed and therefore David made him quit his job.
Maybe.
Who knows? But there basically was never any mention of David ever again after this from Adam. And I think he's active on Twitter again, but he just doesn't ever say anything about David anymore, which is weird. It's kind of like it just ended. There's no real conclusion. So it's kind of weird. But like I said before, in the summer of 2018, they announced a movie would be made adapting Adam's story. But I didn't see that there actually ever was a movie made. But I thought it would be kind of, that would make like a really creepy movie.
Yeah.
I guess it would kind of be like Chucky, sort of.
So it's like Chucky meets Paranormal Activity or something.
Yeah, which is like, ew, nobody wants a creepy little ghost boy in their apartment. Yeah. Like, ew. So my sources for this was just the entire Twitter thread, and you can read the whole thread on wakalet.com. That's wakelet.com. And that's where I found all, you can see, because unless you're going to scroll into the far, far depths of Twitter, I don't even know if it's on there anymore, but he uploaded the entire story to wakalet.com. And you can see all the pictures, you can see all the videos. I'm going to be posting the pictures that I talked about on Twitter and Instagram, so you can see them there. But yeah, overall, I thought this was a really creepy story and a fun little palate cleanser since last week's episode was a little rough. So what did you think?
It was creepy. Creepy as hell. I just think it's cool the way, I don't believe any of it's real, but I think it's really creative and cool the way the author did it.
Well, you also have to think, like, he did this over a period of time on Twitter.
That's so cool.
Which is kind of cool if, like, you know, if you have this guy that's just kind of like a well-known artist that, you know, makes memes on the internet that everybody knows about.
And then he goes way in left field creatively to do something like that. Like wicked Blair Witch style. Because remember they hyped Blair Witch like years before they even announced a movie. They were hyping it like the early days of the internet. This guy was kind of doing the same thing, which I think is really, really cool. And those photos were just super creepy.
Yeah. And it's like you could explain away like, oh, yeah, he could have done this. He could have done that. But the pictures are just weird because you can see Adam sleeping and he doesn't really like change position when he's sleeping. I mean, I guess like, I suppose you could like Photoshop that, but I don't know. It's just, he must be really fucking good at it because it's pretty convincing.
He works for BuzzFeed.
I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably really good at Photoshop.
I guess
it's his job.
I really like the story. When I first heard of it, I couldn't even look at the pictures. Yeah. Like I really, I remember researching this. I think we had COVID. We had COVID back in January and we were home for 2 weeks. And I researched this then. And I remember you were in another room playing like Zelda or something. We kind of stayed in separate rooms just so we didn't kill each other. Yeah. And I was like sitting on the couch researching this and I had to stop like every once in a while because I was just like, this is really creepy. Like reading it to yourself. It's like, yeah. So I hope you guys all liked that. Yeah,
that was cool.
A little bit different. Really cool. Like I said, I don't want to be covering just like murder cases every single week. I want to do some really creepy stuff, some really weird stuff. I mean, some of you might not find this creepy. Some of you might not be able to sleep tonight. So I hope that's the case because that means I did a good job. So in the meantime, you can follow us on social media, Instagram at creepyourheartout_pod, Twitter at creepyho_pod. Yes, creepyho_pod. And if there are any cases that you want to send us, or if you have any of your own stories that you would like read on the podcast, you can email us at creepyourheartoutpod@gmail.com. And lastly, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or another streaming service that lets you leave a review, please do us a favor and leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review. This helps spread the awareness of the podcast and lets the internet gods know that we're doing a good job. If you leave us a nice comment, we may even read it on the podcast. So we will see you all next Monday. Bye, creepies.
Creep you later.
Bye.